I'm Jill Nadeau, sitting in for Larry Mueller today. Thank you for joining us on the Ideas Network. In the studio with me is Kevin Thucius, Director of Land Conservation with the Ice Age Trail Alliance, and Mike Carlson, Executive Director of Gathering Waters, which is Wisconsin Alliance for Land Trust. What are your thoughts on the expiration of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, or what questions do you have about land conservancy? We would certainly like to hear from you, so give us a call. Our number, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And before we go any further, and welcome, gentlemen, Mike, tell us what a land conservancy is, or a land trust.
Sure, yeah. Thanks so much for having us on today. So my organization, as you mentioned, is Gathering Waters, and we're Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trust. So we're the state association for a group of nearly 50 land trusts in Wisconsin. So when I say land trust, you might also think of the, you might hear the term land conservancy. We kind of use those interchangeably today. I'm really talking about a nonprofit organization that works with landowners and communities to protect land. And again, we've got nearly 50 of these nonprofits here in the state.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And you keep adding to them every year?
We've had about that number, nearly 50, for a number of years now. And I would mention that these nonprofits are really a pretty wide range of organizations. So we have organizations such as the Wisconsin chapter of the Nature Conservancy is a member of ours. And we also have some all-volunteer organizations. So groups like the Green Lake Conservancy, for instance, actually is just an all-volunteer group of folks protecting land in their local communities. So it's a pretty wide mix of organizations and groups that have a number of different priorities that they're protecting. I like to sort of think about land protection, land conservation. If you think about your listeners, think about just try to remember the three W's.
Okay. So World Wide Web? No.
No, yeah, the three W's. So that would be clean water, wildlife, and Wisconsin's way of life, I think is a nice way to think about why land trusts are out there protecting land.
That makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Now, Kevin, thank you for coming in. Is the Ice Age Trail Alliance part of then Gathering Waters?
Yes, Jill. Thanks for having us on today. The Ice Age Trail Alliance is an example of one of those nearly 50 land trusts in the state. Our mission is to create, support, and protect the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. So our vision for land protection is a long, linear vision. And we've been working on that for now 60 years as an organization.
60 years, really? Wow.
Yeah, we're celebrating our anniversary this year, 60th birthday this year.
I think I did see that on your website now. It rings a bell. Yes. So is that one of the first ones in the state?
The Ice Age, well, a little bit about the Ice Age Trail. It is one of 11 national scenic trails in the country. It is entirely within the state of Wisconsin, and it interprets the extent of the last glaciation. And so, therefore, if you looked at a map of it, you might wonder why it has this funny shape, not going straight across the state. And it's for that very reason. And there's about 670 miles or so completed, and we've got another 500 or so to complete in order for us to call it done.
Wow.
And in that process, we obviously are protecting land ourselves and working with our partners to protect land and pass it and extend the Ice Age Trail that way.
Okay. And Mike, why don't you told us a little bit about Gathering Waters, but what are some of the other things that you do?
Yeah. So really our role, our mission is to help protect the places that make Wisconsin special. And the way that we do that is that we strengthen land trusts. And we do that in really three main ways. So one is that we provide the nearly 50 land trusts in Wisconsin, we provide them with training and tools to make sure that they're strong, sustainable organizations. We advocate for laws and funding that support land protection, and I think we'll talk a bit more about some of those later on in the program. And then we also we really promote the benefits of land protection and encourage people to have fun outside. And again, that's another thing hoping to touch on today is a new initiative we have going later this summer that we're calling Wisconsin Land Trust Days. And that's a real opportunity, I think, for folks to get outside and have fun. So.
Yes, definitely. We'll touch on that in a little bit, for sure. You had mentioned some of the, well, we'd started at the top of the hour about the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Explain a little bit about that, what it is, and then what's going to be happening.
Sure, yeah. So the Land and Water Conservation Fund is a federal program. So this is something that is approved by Congress. It has about a 50-year history of supporting land protection around the country. And in Wisconsin, in particular, the Land and Water Conservation Fund has played a really important role in supporting some of the just the really iconic kind of public lands that we that I think your listeners will recognize. And the Ice Age Trail is certainly one of those public land areas that has benefited from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. But places like the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is another, the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest. I think it's important for listeners also to realize, though, that the Land and Water Conservation Fund plays a really important role in helping local communities protect land in their areas. So I think basically every county in Wisconsin has actually received funding from LWCF over the last five decades. Mm-hmm. And it really helps, whether it's local trails or green space or parks. It's been just a vital, vital program. So unfortunately, this you know close to 50-year-old program is now at risk of actually expiring. And so unless Congress acts here in the coming weeks, the Land and Water Conservation Fund will expire on September 30th. And again, this is something I think that folks all across Wisconsin and all across the country should pay attention to and care about. And to that end, actually, we recently did some polling and asked kind of what the public's opinion was about a couple of different programs, but in particular, the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And it was just remarkable to see. We did a poll. It was remarkable to see the results, you know, that 86% of Wisconsinites said in this poll that that they supported continuation of this program. And that cuts across party lines. It cuts across demographics, across urban and rural. This is just it's a really popular program. And I think it's, again, you go back to those three W's. It's because of, you know, clean water, wildlife, and Wisconsin's way of life. That's why programs like this are so popular.
Sure. Yeah. Kevin, what has it done for the Ice Age Trail?
Yes, the Land and Water Conservation Fund has benefited the Ice Age National Scenic Trail greatly. Over the years, we've been using funding from that program for the last 20-plus years, and that's come through our partners at the National Park Service and our partners at DNR, and also some funding that the Ice Age Trail Alliance has been able to use. And we've spent approximately $12 million in Land and Water Conservation Fund over that time and have been able to match that three or four times with state and private and other funding. And so it's been incredibly beneficial. We've estimated it's protected in the neighborhood of 75 miles of Ice Age Trail. So without that, and without that going forward, we're not sure how we're going to complete the 500 miles we have left to.
We've got a long way to go yet.
Yeah.
Now, why hasn't this been renewed? What's the problem?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously there's a lot that Congress has on its plate, but I think the fact that we have a deadline looming is really the important takeaway for callers. And I think, you know, everyone should realize that their voice matters in this. And you know, I heard from an elected official once a nice quote that said, you know, give me a reason to care about a certain issue. And I think that's where folks can call our U.S. senators' offices. They can call, you know, the office for their U.S. House member and really talk about why public land and why protecting, you know, resources like the Ice Age Trail is so important to them. So, you know, calls, letters to legislators, you know, even trying to meet with legislators in district, writing letters to the editor, that sort of thing. you know, every single person's voice really matters in this.
Okay. So. Well, we're talking about Land Conservancy with our guest, Mike Carlson, the Executive Director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trust, and Kevin Thucias, Director of Land Conservation with the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Well, we'd like to hear from you. We have open lines, our number, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to ideas at WPR.org. Is there something on your website, Mike, that people can go to for this particular topic?
Yeah, if you visit our website at gatheringwaters.org, we've got a Take Action tab there,
okay.
And it's got information about the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And I'd actually wanted to mention just one other program, too, that I think really important for folks to be thinking about, which is actually a state conservation program. So in Wisconsin, we've been blessed for many, many years to have a state program that helps to protect land, whether it's for, again, resources like the Ice Age Trail or state parks or state wildlife areas, public lands in Wisconsin. That program is known as the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. And that program has existed since 1990, actually. So it's been around for nearly 30 years. Long history of bipartisan support for that program as well. And the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is actually set to expire next year if our state legislature and governor don't work and act to reauthorize it. So again, thinking about a couple of deadlines coming up. One is September 30 for that federal Land and Water Conservation Fund program, but very important for folks to be thinking about at the state level how important land conservation is. And that Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program has been a vital, vital program throughout the state.
And I think those poll numbers might help persuade a few people.
Indeed. And we saw very similar numbers for stewardship. It was actually 90% plus of the public saying they support a continuation of that program.
Yeah, I think we appreciate our open lands here in Wisconsin. Is that the same for you, Kevin? Does that help your organization at all, the Wisconsin one?
Correct. Mm-hmm. The state stewardship program has helped the Ice Age Trail immensely. We use that program to fund acquisitions for the trail, both through acquisitions by the DNR for lands that will protect the Ice Age Trail, but also through their granting program where we will get grants and match it with a private funding or other funding as well. So the state and the folks that pay taxes here in Wisconsin get double the value for putting funding into land protection through the stewardship program and the grants program.
You got to double your money, or, you know,
right.
That's good. That's good. We do have a number of calls coming in. Let's go to Joanna in Door County. Joanna, we just have a couple of minutes before we break for news. Can you tell us what your question is?
Yes, I am a fifth-generation visitor to Door County, Wisconsin, and love it for its conservancy projects. And there's a really precious beach here in Door County that's now for sale. It's been privately owned for many, many years. And I don't know, I haven't confirmed this with the Door County Land Trust, who I think is wonderful, but apparently they don't want it because it's water property, and so the liability is too much for them. And so I'm curious who then could potentially buy and protect this precious beach called Pebble Beach in Little Sister Bay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joanna. We've got nods going on here in the studio.
Sure. That's a great question. And I would really actually recommend that you, even if you're not sure if the Door County Land Trust is in a position to purchase that piece of land, I would still recommend reaching out to them. You know, Door County is one of those areas in the state where there's just some incredible partnerships between Door County Land Trust, the Nature Conservancy, actually the County of Door, the county government there. So there's a number of different organizations working on land protection. So I think it never hurts to reach out to that local land trust and really talk to them about a place that you really value and that you love. I would also, I think it's a good reminder, though, for folks to realize that, you know, obviously Wisconsin's a big place and, you know, land trusts have to have sort of a set of priorities of the places that they're really going to be focusing their energy based on, you know, their staff time and volunteer effort. So I think you know, land trusts can't do it all, but again, partnerships play a really important role. And I would recommend reaching out to them.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, Joanna. We're talking with Mike Carlson, the Executive Director of Gathering Waters, and Kevin Thusias, Director of Land Conservation in the Ice Age Trail Alliance. We always welcome your input. Join the discussion by calling 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Jill Nadeau, filling in for Larry Mueller. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the news update from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau, filling in for Larry today. Thanks for being with us on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the benefits of land conservancy with our guest. Mike Carlson is the executive director of Gathering Waters, which is Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trust. And Kevin Thusias is the director of land conservation with the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Do you have a question or comment about land trust? Is your organization planning an event for Wisconsin Land Trust Day, which we're going to be talking about in just a bit? We always like to hear from you. We have open lines. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. And, of course, you can always send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Before we get started with the phones and everything else, why don't you tell us about this new event thing that you've got, Mike?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this new initiative this summer. So Wisconsin Land Trust Days is really going to be something that has, it really is going to have something for everyone to enjoy. It's really, you know, think about it as an opportunity to maybe explore your favorite places or discover new places in your community that you never even knew existed. And so Land Trust Days is basically, as a statewide organization, we are going to be having a statewide communications and branding effort to basically draw people's attention to local land trust events. So we have over 30 land trust events already registered between mid-August and mid-September. And these are going to be events, you know, ranging from everything from our kickoff event, which is going to be in conjunction with the celebration of Ice Age Trail Alliance's 60th anniversary, to events such as tagging monarch butterflies, learning about native plants on a prairie tour, stargazing, touring a farm, hiking the Blefflands, or even going on a cycling adventure and tasting local food along the way. You know, for me personally, I'll just maybe tell a quick anecdote here. For me personally, you know, oftentimes I think when I am on a, you know, Saturday morning with my family thinking about where to go and get outside, I think I often think about state parks or county parks, which are just incredible resources, right? We're so blessed to have those in Wisconsin. The Land Trust Days, I think, really provides a neat opportunity over that about 5 week long period to just get outside, have fun, and explore some new locations around the state, some places you maybe have never even heard of before.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I was looking at the list, and it really does. I mean, families especially are going to really appreciate this. And as you said, it's a kickoff, and the kickoff is going to be at the Ice Age Trail. Kevin, that's your cue. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, we're very excited to have the opening for Land Trust Days along the Ice Age Trail. And on August 8th, we will be beginning a five-day trail-building project in the village of Cross Plains as part of their Ice Age Trail Days event. And all culminating on August 10th, that evening we're going to have a community dinner. And at that community dinner is we're going to have a great celebration. We've got some elected officials coming out. We have some folks coming in from local businesses. And we are going to celebrate with a local dinner. Vermont Valley Community Farm and Stonehouse Farm, Sitka Salmon Shares are all going to come out. We have a couple of chefs prepared to come out and make a wonderful dinner. And we will be selling tickets for that event. So you can find those on our website, iceagetrail.org.
Okay. Most of the other events are free, though, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, folks can learn more about Wisconsin Land Trust Days on a new webpage that we have called havefunoutside.org. So if folks go to havefunoutside.org, you can find out all the details about not only the kickoff event on August 10th, but all the other 30-plus events throughout that month-long period.
Okay, sounds like fun for sure. Mm-hmm. We are taking phone calls for anybody who has a question about the event. Is your organization involved? We'd like to hear about it. We have open lines, 1-800-642-1234. And we do have Anne from Green Bay on the line. Hello, Anne.
Hello. Well, I know you both have probably heard that the federal government is talking about rolling back the Endangered Species Act. So I'm just wondering how you both feel about that and if that might be something that would affect both of your organizations.
You want to start, Mike?
Sure, yeah. It's a great question. I think it actually, Anne's point really speaks to the fact that folks who are concerned about any number of different conservation issues, to really make your voices heard and to reach out to elected officials, that's, you know, really where we make the biggest difference. You know, with land trusts, the land trust community in Wisconsin and across the country is really working, obviously, to protect land oftentimes for endangered species. So our organizations don't really work as much on kind of the regulation side of things. But there's no question that, you know, endangered species are an important focus for land trusts. But I think to the caller's point that it's just a really good reminder for folks to speak up and reach out to their elected officials when they have concerns about issues like this.
Sure. Time to participate. Mm-hmm. and, you know, we were talking about this event that you're going to do, the Wisconsin Land Trust Days, and at the very end of that, Mike, Gathering Waters always has these Land Conservation Leadership Awards, and the ceremony is going to be, when was it, the 20th?
September 20th here in Madison, and we'd welcome members of the public to register and attend. It's just a really nice opportunity to celebrate successes from around the state, so we're excited that this year our land trust of the year is going to be the Waukesha County Land Conservancy, and we're excited to celebrate with them. And we have a number of other award winners that we're going to be highlighting. And again, I think, you know, so often in sort of our maybe day-to-day lives, we don't take enough time to slow down and really stop and celebrate and kind of be thankful for really great things that are happening around us. So this event's just a nice chance to celebrate some successes around Wisconsin.
Now, if someone is listening and saying, hey, I wonder if I have a land trust around where I live, how do they find out if there is one?
Yeah, great question. So again, going to our website at gatheringwaters.org, we have a tab to find your local land trust. And so it'll show where their office is headquartered. It'll mention kind of the counties that they work in. And that for folks that are either interested in protecting their own land or if they're looking for opportunities to get outside and have fun, really reaching out to those local land trusts is a great way to connect with a local organization who's actually doing the work on the ground.
And there are opportunities to volunteer, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. And talking about volunteering, the Ice Age Trail Alliance has probably one of the most robust volunteer programs in the whole state. So I'll let Kevin talk about that.
Thanks, Mike. We're very proud of the fact that the last 3 or 4 years now, we've had almost 80,000 volunteer hours.
80,000.
Wow. For the Ice Age National Scenic Trail, for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. And most of those hours are folks that have gone out and maintained a trail, mowed a trail, kept it clean, kept it open. So other folks that come out and want to take a hike are able to do so and enjoy that segment of trail. Other times we have the trail building events. As I mentioned earlier, we have several large-scale trail building events, including the one in Cross Plains coming up in a couple weeks. And you can find those on our website through our calendar of events on our website. And we give everybody an opportunity to volunteer. We do our best to make sure that these volunteer events are available for somebody who wants to come out for a couple hours or a day or multiple days. These multiple-day trail building events, we provide food, camping, and a lot of camaraderie. So
that sounds like quite an endeavor. What goes on these trail building events?
We have highly trained volunteers that go out and actually will lead crews in the field, and then the crew leaders then lead a group of 6 to 8, say, volunteers, and they might clear the corridor, meaning they might remove some trees, remove some shrubs that are in the way of the trail. And also, they'll come back and they'll move a little bit of dirt or construct the tread of the trail. And that is some backbreaking work, especially in the months of July and August.
Ooh, yeah.
And rock building. We just had a project last weekend over in Manitowoc County near Wallahai County Park. And The volunteers there built an amazing set of stone steps, and looking at it, it's a real work of art, and a lot of effort went into that on some hot days.
Oh, I would imagine that's not an easy task at all. And speaking of that, let's talk to Chris in Milwaukee. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
You have a connection with the Ice Age Trail?
Well, my late husband was a member of the first board that created the Ice Age Trail back in the days when we had Justice Douglas come out and hike part of the trail. He was a great conservationist. But we have our farm in the Mississippi Nature Conservancy at this point. And one of the concerns that we're having, we want to preserve the land. That's why we went into the conservancy, not just to save taxes. And with some of the administrative and some of the political goings on today, there are people who go into the conservancy to save taxes and then work politically to have the rules changed so that they can substitute one piece of land for another one or two pieces of land somewhere else and develop as near Appleton. This is a real concern for conservationists.
Okay, well, thank you, Chris, for bringing that up. Mike, are you familiar with what Chris was referring to?
Not specifically in Wisconsin. I think, you know, that's actually one of the important roles that we play as Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts is that, you know, we really work with our land trust members to make sure that they're following best practices and that they're following the laws, tax laws, and other rules and regulations that they may have. So maybe this is actually a point to mention that there's a couple of different tools that land trusts typically use to protect land. So one of the really most common kind of legal tools that land trusts use is something called a conservation easement. And a conservation easement is basically a landowner will either decide to voluntarily donate or sell certain rights in their land. So they maybe would be interested in donating or selling the development rights and the subdivision rights and things like that. And so that can be all agreed to in a document called a conservation easement. And so that then the conservation easement is then donated or sold then to a land trust. With conservation easements, those are actually documents that easements are there to exist in what's called perpetuity, which means basically forever. So conservation easements are really there for the long term. I think when people will donate or sell land to either land trusts or local governments or things for parkland or for conservation purposes, there actually oftentimes there are landowners who will sell or donate that land, recognizing that, you know, maybe that land in the long term maybe isn't the most kind of high value for conservation, and maybe there's another piece of property adjacent to it or nearby that could be kind of better fulfill the mission of the land trust. So it's a little bit, it depends on, again, the kind of the tools that are at play, but we very much pride ourselves in the land trust community in Wisconsin and really following those best practices and really, you know, following all those rules and regulations.
Okay. So. And thank you, Chris, for bringing that point up. Next up, we've got Margaret from Milwaukee. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling today because I am a volunteer with the Ice Age Trail Alliance, and I just wanted to sing their accolades a bit and say how important I think this organization and other land trusts are. Sometimes you hear people talking about running the government like a business, and I think it would be a better idea to run it like a nonprofit. They've done an amazing job, as you heard before, with making whatever grants they get go farther by finding matching grants and doubling money here and there, and then mobilizing so many volunteers in such a positive way. And I just think that that's such an asset to our state, that these programs are so important. And if anybody's considering going and volunteering, it is a blast. I learned how to use a chainsaw with them. And I've just, every time I've done something, it's been a really positive experience. And it's helped me even improve my resume for working in other outdoor areas, because that's something that I'm interested in.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that, Margaret. And that's really a good point. I mean, volunteering isn't just volunteering, giving your time. It also helps you build a resume. But she's quite a fan, Kevin.
Well, Margaret, thank you for volunteering out there on the Ice Age Trail. Much appreciated. Over the years, we've asked volunteers why they volunteer. And the number one reason over the years is a way to give back. And we've done everything we can to allow somebody to come out on their schedule, because everybody's busy these days, right? Come out on their schedule and provide whatever they can for that period of time and leave at the end of the day having a good time. And I think Margaret's comments there exemplified that. So thank you for that. And the other thing I wanted to add about that is we do have local volunteer chapters. So if you're up in the North Woods or in the western part, northwest part of the state, we have 20 local volunteer chapters. And so there's a local group of folks that are organized around this. It's not all these large-scale events. Sometimes it is just a small event. Our toughest place to maintain the trail is where there's fewer people up in the North Woods.
Sure.
And more trail. So we can always use help any way we can get it with regard to volunteering. So give it a try and come on out.
Yeah, absolutely. If you've got any questions about land trusts or conservancies or, you know, the Ice Age Trail, we have open lines, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And Kevin, you brought in this really great book, The Ice Age Trail Guidebook. For those who kind of maybe have heard of it but aren't quite familiar, how does that work? Where does it start? Where does it end? You said it isn't continuous, right? So...
Sure. The Ice Age Trail is, if you were to hike it from end to end, and you can hike it from end to end, about 670 of those miles you'll be on signed trail, oftentimes, most of the time off-road. But about 500 of those miles you'll be walking on a roadside, and we have recommended road walks, but you can get from segment to segment however you want to walk. And you can hike it from end to end. And when I say end to end, it's from the eastern terminus is in Pottawatomie State Park in Sturgeon Bay, and the western terminus is at Interstate State Park in St. Croix Falls. And there's a informal or nicely phrased argument out there, which one is the start and which one's the end. But oftentimes that depends on the time of the year that folks will hike it. And we actually do have folks that will hike from one end to the other and then take as little as 21 days. Somebody ran a double marathon a day to do it in 21 days. Ugh. And others hike it in pieces and take 10 years. And I will bring up a couple of special through hikers that we have right now that are hiking from west to east with the Warrior Expeditions. These are two women that have finished their service with the military and are now looking at their life outside the military. And as a part of their transition, they're going through this Warrior Expedition program and hiked through our office the other day in Cross Plains, came into the office and stopped in and said hello. And there is little more inspiring than watching them and on their journey on the trail as they get out of the military.
And the trail doesn't go straight across, like you said. It goes way down and then way back up again. So it hits a lot of different counties.
It does. It hits a lot of different counties and about 21 of them. And it also... as it travels through, we're not one of the national scenic trails like Appalachian Trail that avoids the communities that's up on the hilltops. We have purposely aimed and intentionally gone through communities and next to communities. And Cross Plains is one local example, but Cornell up in Chippewa County or St. Croix Falls in the northwestern part of the state, the trail goes right through these cities and villages, and we become a part of those cities and villages. It's important for the trail, but the trail is then important to them, and they see the value and get to use it. And people that live there don't want to travel always 3 or 4 hours to go take a hike, so they can travel minutes.
And this book, you sell that on your website?
We do. We sell the guidebook, mm-hmm. and we also have an atlas, which is all maps, and we do now, of course, have an app for that.
Of course, there's an app for
right.
that.
And all can be found on our website, icehtrail.org.
Okay, great. And we do have a couple of calls, so let's go to Mark in Scandinavia. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've got an oak savanna that I've been restoring for over 30 years now, which also has carnivore butterflies and rusty patch bumblebees on it. And we contacted the local land trust. It's a big land trust, and they're good people. And they're really not interested because it wasn't on water. And the county has sort of reneged on some deals that they've made. And I'm wondering where I go from here.
Sure, it's a great question, Mark, and know that you're not the only person out there that has that kind of a question and concern about your land. I think this is a question we hear, from landowners on a pretty regular basis. That people really have a strong attachment, oftentimes to their land, and especially when there's conservation values associated with it. I guess a couple of thoughts. One would be, I would really encourage you to just stay in touch with your local land trust. And, it may be something where in any given year, it's a property that can't be a priority, or, they have a focus that they need to be really putting a lot of energy into over a few years. So I wouldn't give up on the idea that they'll never be interested in really be able to work with you on protecting that property. Not knowing which land trust it is, I guess just based on your short description, I would also, you could consider reaching out to a group that works in several counties in the state, which is one of our land trust members, the Prairie Enthusiasts. They have a number of local chapters. And if you haven't touched base with the Prairie Enthusiasts, I think just, again, based on the short description that you had of your property, they maybe would have some other ideas and options for you as well.
Okay, thanks for that call, Mark. And we've only got about a minute left, guys. Once again, tell us your website and your event coming up.
Yeah, so our website is gatheringwaters.org. And then you can also check out havefunoutside.org to get all the details about the inaugural Wisconsin Land Trust Days. That's being the big kickoff coming up on August 10th in Cross Plains. And then 5 weeks of really more than 30 fun activities around the state.
Okay, and Kevin?
Thank you. Yes, to find out more information about that particular event, or if you have to, if you're considering a hike, or whether it's a through hike, or whether it's your first hike on the Ice Age Trail, come visit us. We have a great mapping tool on our website as well. Books for sale, iceagetrail.org, or give us a call or stop in our office in Cross Plains.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, gentlemen. We really appreciate you coming in and sharing that with us. We've been talking with Mike Carlson, the Executive Director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts, and Kevin Thusias, Director of Land Conservation with the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Thanks to Kate Archer-Kent for on-air production and to Dave Potras for technical direction. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we talk with Kim Nelson, founder of Daisy Cakes, about her new cookbook, Daisy Cake Bakes. And then at 11:45, we'll talk to the author of a new novel that explores what it's like for women to run for office. Hope you can join us on the Ideas Network. I'm Jill Nadeau, filling in for Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Stay with us. There's always more to come.